is my template, location, Danville, Illinois, Clement, Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, props, P-R-O-P-E-S, claim number, W07867, examination date, 1-12-13, adjudicator, Julie, initials, P, section A, the claimant is a 58-year-old, right-handed, location, male, documents reviewed, 1, MRI of the left lower extremity, reveals mild osteoarthritis of the femoral, tibia joint, and patellofemoral joint. Two, left hip x-ray, reveals left hip moderate degree of osteoarthritic changes of the left hip, and left knee, minimal osteoarthritic changes, period. Two, progress note from Illinois Department of Corrections, dated 3-11-11, 1-6-12. 5-1-12. Chief complaint, osteoarthritis, diabetes, history of present illness. Clement states is diagnosed with osteoarthritis to the left hip, knee, and foot in 2010 at a Jacksonville Correctional Center. He states February of 2010, he had injured his left knee and hydraulic fell on his left knee, twisting it. There was no fracture. He notes the pain to the left hip is constant, aching, 10 over 10 intensity. Pain to the left knee is sharp and sudden with walking, and an aching, constant pain with cold weather, 8 over 10 intensity. He notes the left foot swells and becomes sore with walking, mainly in the winter season. He uses a prescribed cane since July of 2010 due to his knee giving away. He wears a knee brace. He has not any physical therapy or injections into his knee. He last saw a medical doctor at Ann Mater for his knee 3 months ago. He was treated with meloxicam and Ultram. His arthritic pain is aggravated with activities of daily living and changes in weather. New paragraph, Clement states, he is diagnosed with diabetes and high blood pressure 20 years ago. He was started on insulin at the same time. His blood sugar averages or ranges from 50 to 350 milligrams DL. He notes hypoglycemic episode at least 2 times a week. He denies any increased thirst. He notes he drinks a lot of water. He wakes up 3 times at night to urinate. He also notes numbness, tingling, and loss of sensation to the left foot. He saw an ophthalmologist and was told he had some bleeding in the posterior eye last month. He used a history of diabetic ketoacidosis in 2011 while in Jacksonville Correctional Center. Past medical history is above, past surgical history, left hernia, repair, kidney stones, hospitalization, none recently, activities of daily living, walking to his mailbox, he notes pain to his left extremity, lower extremity, standing, he's unable to stand and carry an item, sitting for over 3 minutes, he has to get up due to stiffness in the left hip knee joint, hooking the alternate sitting and standing, lift and pull and pushing is limited to 10 pounds, feeding is not limited, he does no cleaning, this is done by the sun, breathing, he has difficulty getting in and out, guessing, he has difficulty with bending to put his pants, shoes and socks on, he sits to dress, he doesn't drive, because he's afraid to, shopping, he uses a motorized cart to get around, social history, left walk in 2008 as a factory worker for Con Agora Education to upgrade medications to list of meds, allergies, none, substances, he doesn't drink, smoke or use illicit drugs, examination, height 71, weight 145, pulse 104, respiratory 20, blood pressure 80 over 80, smell, right 20 over 30, left 20 over 40 with glasses. Going to the musculoskeletal include recurrent uses of false prime cane, he had difficulty standing from a sitting position, he had difficulty getting on and off the exam table, tender from L1 to L5, and left paraspinous. Going to the extremities include left hip, tender on the lateral aspect, active range of motion, limited. Left knee, tender at the lateral and medial joint line and popliteal. There was mild drawers, laxity. Left foot was tender. The palpation. The lateral ends, the DIP joints were puffy. Impression from 1, hypertension, probably 2, diabetes, probably 3, osteoarthritis, number 4, diabetes with peripheral neuropathy. End of report.